ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are taking Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 6, Text 12. Tasya savane nati gabhiramasa. Shadrir mahaidyauscha chachala sagraha. Rasadisascha pratinidire jana. Petu kshito vajra nipata shankaya. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. As Putana screamed loudly and forcefully, the earth with its mountain and outer space with its planets trembled. The lower planets and all direction vibrated. The people fell down, fearing that thunderbolts were falling upon them. Please repeat. Purport. It's a very short purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks that in this verse, the word rasa refers to the planetary system below the earth, such as rasatala, athala, vithala, sutala, and talatala. So, I wanted the blessing, all of you assembled here, so they can, I can speak something about Srimad Bhagavatam. And only by the blessing of the Vaishnavas it is possible. So please bless me so that I can speak something. So here, the Rakshasi Putana, she is punished by Krishna. So, when Krishna was kicking, she straight away finished her. So she has come to her original body and she screamed very loudly and very forcefully. She was, you know, fall on this total land that is like a big mountain, and even that vibration was too heavy that even people fell down fearing that there is a thunderbolt falling upon them. So these are the reactions, whatever the Putana. She was killing many of the children. So Krishna wanted to punish her. That was the thing. Any action we do, there will be a reaction. This here we can understand that. So, the karmic reaction, we have to suffer. So, that's why once we come to particular consciousness, Krishna consciousness, we try to protect ourselves. We wanted to lead a pure life. So this is the way our Acharya has shown us, Srimad Bhagavatam is preaching. We have to make every moment, every time purer and purer. So today is a very auspicious day, and our Acharya, that is Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya's Acharya, Madhvacharya's disappearance day, very, very auspicious day. So some other, for my purification, they have put me, and with your blessing only I could be able to speak about this great Acharyas, otherwise it's impossible. So you all know about it, Madhvacharyas, all the time we are hearing it. And actually, Srila Madhvacharya appeared in the year 1238, they did that, at Udipi. That place is called Pajaka Kshetra, and he is incarnation of Vayu. The same like when, as Krishna says, some representatives have to come when there is an annihilation of Dharma. So there were two Brahmins, that Madhya Geha Bhatta, one Brahmin, and his wife is Vedavati. And they had one daughter, but they were very much interested to have a son actually. So from Pajaka to Udipi, they have taken a highest austere life, that daily they used to visit that Ananteshwar temple is there. Daily they used to visit, husband and wife. And with very strict austerity, like Payovratha, they have continuing having only some banana and milk. Like that they continued it for 12 years. After 12 years, one day they were in the temple of Ananteshwar. One person actually, he was like a, you know, like an ordinary street man, like, you know, like people used to think he's a madman. So he went up to that Dvajastambha, and there he was shouting, one great personality is going to appear now, soon, and this is the news, and he will propagate the perfect God consciousness so that they can maintain their dharma properly. So he was dancing there. And that time, this Madhyagaha Bhatta and Vedavati, these people are thinking, who is those great parents who can get this person, that child who is appearing? But the thing is, they were just thinking, who are those fortunate parents, you know? Finally, normally that festivals are there in Sankranti day and Yugadi, and there are in Udipi, those are the festivals. So these people, you know, finally they could understand, with their dream they understood that some power is entering. That is that Vasudeva, that is Madhvacharya who appears with great enthusiastic, with great pain and highest austerity, these parents have done it. So if childhood pastimes are many are there, but this Madhyageha Bhatta, he was doing some farming job, and he was going and preaching about Mahabharata, Ramayana and all, going to the neighbor villages, and that was the job they used to do. When the childhood pastime is like that, this Madhyageha Bhatta, Vasudeva's father, for his cultivation purpose, he borrowed some of the bulls from neighbor person. He's called Kakra Shetty. This story is quite prominent. And he has not paid that money. That is called some four vara, something like that. That time's cost, maybe some 4 rupees like that, you know, the cost that time. So he has not paid it. So that person, Kakra Shetty, had come to their house in early morning one day. And he said, today, unless you give that money, I won't leave this house. So this Madhyagraha Bhatta said, you don't trouble me. I'll definitely give you. Today I do not have that, but I'll give you soon. But he said, unless you do some, if you don't give, I won't leave. So he was sitting, and even, there is a culture, even anybody has come to our house like, so you cannot do any work or you can't have any prasadam or like that. You're also sitting there unless some sort of, you know, things should be done. Otherwise, if you can't do it. So both were sitting. That time, child Vasudeva is about 2-3 years old. So he came there and inquired with his father the matter. Father said, I have to pay him some money. So that's why he's sitting. So unless that I can't have prasadam also, I can't get up from here. So then child called Kakkar Shetty and he took him to under the tree. That is the tree of some seeds we got it. That is, you know, the behind that there is a tree. That is, which is that tree? Yeah, that is tamarind seed. The tamarind seeds were there. So he collected some tamarind seeds and asked that Kakkar Shetty to open his cloth, Angavastra. He put the seeds and he covered it himself. And you take it home and there you can see that. So he had the faith, the child's after his Vayu. He had the faith. He took it and when he opened there, it was wonderful jewels were there. And very costly jewels. Then that person, Kakkar Shetty, with that wealth, he has helped for the mud to develop also some renunciation. But that's why his name, that mud's name is called Kakkaramat. It has come. His name they have kept it. This is one of the past time. And he, Vasudeva, when he was growing, he was showing some samskara, that akshara abhyasa, the learning of the alphabets. So father, Madhyagraha Bhatta, put some, there is a stone, even it is there till today also. He has put some rice, and on that rice, they have to, he was teaching them, akshara abhyasa. So when he was teaching before, once he taught that everything, he was knowing it. It was his past life, he was knowing. And he said, enough, I know that. No, that was the thing. And father got, why you are all the time making me to write the same thing? Go for something else. So he said, no, you have to learn this. No, I already know it. So this was making him very surprised thing, like for father, what type of child this is. He knows everything like. And one more thing is that this Madhvacharya, in his Treta Yuga, he was a Hanuman, and Dwapara, he was Bhima, and Kali Yuga, he became Madhvacharya. So that propensity of Bhima, because he was well built there, even the child was well built. And his Rakodara means always having lots of hunger. So one day, parents were not there. The sister was there. He was about 2 years, 3 years old. So he was crying because he was so much hungry. He started crying that sister, she searched for anything. Nothing was there. Finally, what happened is the child is crying continuously up to evening, you know. Then she just took it here and there. Then finally, they saw some, the boiled horse gram was there, which was for the cattle purpose they made it. The child just took everything and started eating, most of the thing, fully that he ate. And after that, then he started laughing. enjoying. And as he stopped his cry, his last stopped enjoying. That time these parents arrived there. So that time horse grams were coming out from their mouth. Then said, "What is this? What he ate?" So he ate horse grams. My God, the child is not supposed to eat this. He can't digest this. What is this? This is blaming their sister, their daughter. So that time he was laughing. This person was laughing. Finally, nothing happened because it was Vayu. And one more thing is that as soon as he was growing, he was he wanted to express his view why he has come. He's asking his father, "I wanted to take a proper Gurukul and I want to take sannyas." So the Madhyagaha Bhatta got so much love he had. So whom to see for the person who has to give him that proper training? Then Achyuta Preksha. So he takes over there and he was asking, "This boy wanted to take sannyas, it seems. I'm not ready." So, but Achyuta Preksha was giving him the proper training. We'll see later. But he was asking, "Father, I have come for a different purpose. You have to allow me." He says, "I have only one daughter and I'll be helpless. And after her marriage, who will take care of me?" Then he said, "If you get one more child, are you allowing me to take sannyas?" So father said, "Okay." So he waited, he was taking studies there. So he gets a brother after that. So immediately he comes and asks, you give me permission to take sannyas. So father still is the love of parents. He was not happy. And then he was crying and with folded hand, he was bowing down to Vasudeva. So then he said, "Only parents can bow down, give dandavas only for the sannyasis. So now you have given me permission to take sannyas." So still he was not, father was not agreeing. Then one thing he said, "See, if you give permission, at least I'll come down this side and give you some darshan. You can meet with me. If you don't give, I'll just leave home. You can't trust me at all after that." So ultimately, he gave the permission. So Achyuta Preksha's place, he was very, very decently, very nicely, very intelligently. He was taking all the shastras, studying the shastras. And finally, all the students, especially, he was supposed to be there for 12 years or more. But within 3-4 years, he was studied entire syllabus. Everything was over. He said, "Nothing is left now. Nothing is left." So in Balya, he takes sannyas with that. So the main thing is that after taking sannyas, he was all the time looking for his real purpose. He have to visit, especially Badrikashram, to go and meet Vidyavyasji. That was his main goal. He traveled so many places around. And first of all, since when I was in my childhood, I used to hear these two factors, because those neighboring people, they wanted to understand something about the spiritual things. But most of them, they were not up to the standard of Brahminical culture. But Madhvacharya used to they used to love them. But he used to go and visit them and he used to say, "Two things you have to do. The number one, in every house, there should be, you have to grow tulasi leaf, tulasi tree. And you will be purified automatically. And you have to worship tulasi. You should keep it in front of your house. Daily you have to worship tulasi, water it. And that is one of the way you can progress in spiritual life. Everyone, even anybody, even a Harijan, whoever, there is no caste system. You have to worship. And second thing, you have to, any event, any samskara, you have to call Govinda's name. That's why in South India, Srimad Ramana Govinda, Govinda, everywhere that is very famous. Anything, all samskaras, you have to call Govinda, chant Govinda's name. This is one thing he has given it very, very everywhere, very compassionately. And especially, he after studying that thing, even many places, these Achyuta Prekshas used to, at least he had little connection with the some Mayavada thing, because those literatures were like that. It was helpless condition. So one day he asked Madhvacharya, after initiation he got Purna Prajna. So one day he asked Madhvacharya I'm sick actually. The Srimad Bhagavatam class is there, why don't you take it? So he said, there is a book, you just take this Srimad Bhagavatam. So he said, no, that book is contaminated. It has got Mayavada. I don't want to touch that book. Then how you'll take? He said, I will take it. Then fifth canto of Bhagavatam, he took one verse without seeing that. With memory, he spoke about that Bhagavatam very fluently and very perfectly. He was not touched that book at all. So, and even his guru, Achyuta Prekshas, was so surprised. Without understanding, I have not taught these things, and how this person understood all those things. So then he asked him, how you got that? This is my past life, I had that memory. That's why I could do it. So this was the powerful thing, and he gave everything. He never used to touch anything if it is Mayavada, which is not giving the right conscious of the Lord's principle. That was his thing. So the main part Madhvacharya has given, that is the Krishna temple. So one day he was sitting on meditation in Malpe, that is a place, seashore, near to Udupi. Most of the people visit that place whenever they go to Udupi, Malpe. And he was meditating, he was knowing. Because Lord Krishna is arriving by some ship from Dwarka. So he was meditating. And one ship which is coming from Dwarka, and that ship had big Gopi Chandan's pillar like things, big things, you know, for balancing the ship. So that was taken from Gopi Lake from Dwarka. So there's like a big stone, Gopi Chandan stones. So Madhvacharya, he was knowing what is there within that. So when that ship was arriving, a big cyclone started there. So the ship could not move, and it was on the verge of drowning. So they could see this sannyasi with big saffron cloth. He was just moving this way, that way. It was terrible cyclone. But when they prayed from long distance by seeing the sadhu, so he just moved his shawl, saffron shawl. The vayu stopped, all this cyclone become normal. And they saved, and they came with the small boat, and they requested, they begged with the Madhvacharya, you have saved our life, and whatever there in the ship, that is yours. You please take whatever you like today. So Madhvacharya is not interested in anything, he's sannyasi. So he asked that two Gopi Chandans, big bun pillar, you know, big thing, like, it was very heavy. So many people just took it, they bought it, and there were two. And Madhvacharya alone, he took it and put it in one, both the arms. He took it like, and he was walking. And that time he was singing Dvadasa Stotra. Very happily, you know, Krishna arrived. That was the thing. And one deity, one thing broke there only. That is called Vada Bandeshwara, which is breaking Vada, they say, Vada Bandeshwara. That is Balramji. Both brothers have come together. So that was installed there at Vadabandeshwar near Malpe. And other one, he took it to Udipi. And the Udipi, they gave the Krishna within that Gopichandan. They gave a good bath over there. There's a lake that was earlier called Ananteshwar Lake. Then it has become Madhva Lake. And so there they gave this nice bath. And very with the Vedic culture, is installed Krishna over there. That is at Udipi. So, people say the material world, the entire thing is like Gopi Chandan. But Krishna is within. The same way in our body also, this everything looks this with the Gopi Chandan thing, but within that Krishna is there. So we should, with understanding all this perfect philosophy, we should find out where is Krishna is. That is our job. And then he proceeded to Badri with all the people. There are so many pastimes. If I take that, I'll do finish with that only. So when he was leaving, there are so many his disciples, they started following Madhvacharya. And he was very strict in the particular sadhana and all, very strict. And most of the time he was not speaking only with them. What is the necessary thing he used to give them? And on the way, especially when he was going on the way, he was so powerful. On the way, there was one place that one tiger, actually, there's a Bengali tiger, attacked one of his disciples, that is Satyatirtha. So Madhvacharya wrestled with him, with the tiger, and wrestled, and he's not killed it. Then the tiger got tired, and it ran away from there with the so powerful. And when he ultimately they reached to Badrikashram, then Badrikashram, a low Badri is there. He just asked his disciples to stay here, and he wanted to go to Adi Badri to meet Vyasadeva. So seeing this situation, and he told them, I don't know whether I'll come back. If I don't come back also, you people should proceed your sadhana, make your life perfect. Don't wait for me because I have given everything to you all. So these disciples were very unhappy. And you don't follow me, I'll move now. So, but the thing is that one disciple, that is Satyatirtha, right? Satyatirtha is following, right? So he was following slowly behind the guru, Madhvacharya. But he could see he's very far. And Madhvacharya is as a vayu, he was jumping from one peak to other peak mountain. So this person was going. So he went to a very peak, and this person was lower only. How much he can walk? Madhvacharya was jumping, as a vayu he was jumping. So he saw my disciple is following me. He saw from the peak, and he said, you go back. So this person was just waiting, he was not going. So he took his shawl, and he just moved it like that. The same breeze came and lifted him and brought him back and put him there, back there. So that was the thing. And he goes over there and meets Vyasadevji there, and they were very happy. Vyasadevji welcomed him very nicely. And there, he gets the Bhagavad Gita commentary, the Shastras, approved by Vyasadevji. And after that, he comes back. He comes back and brings everything with the authentic thing, like authentic. And then he gives this absolute truth, like Krishna consciousness, Krishna Katha, and Hari Sarvottama. One thing he says, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. You all have to pray that. Because everywhere the devotional service was going on, but different demigods, different things, different ways. But he started giving. And there are so many devotees that time developed. That was After that, like Purandara Dasa, Kanaka Dasa, they were all the Haridasas. Haridasa always remembering about Krishna, the servant of the servant of the servant, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us. They become the servants of Hari, Krishna. So those are the things started. And even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited that Udipi and he had the wonderful darshan. You know, he had Harinam Sankirtan there. That was the very perfectly, nicely has done it. So the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that. That's why all the places the Harinam is going on, that area even now. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put the seed over there. Pratviche Ache Nagara Adi Grama Sarvatra Prachal Hol Moranam. Because Lord Himself, Krishna Himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put the seed. That's why everyone have got that Vaishnava cult very seriously. And this Madhvacharya, he was two things he has given to very prominently Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted from Madhva Sampradaya. That is, one is Krishna Hari Sarvottama, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Second is Mayavada Khandan. Used to that time Buddhism and most of the Jainism, other things, plus Advaitavada. Shankaracharya's thing was there. And it was halfway. He was understanding. So he wanted to make it more purer. So he used to give this absolute knowledge to the people. It was very tough, but with the right only Vayu, Madhvacharya could only, he can transform them. This is the power. And here, I wanted to analyze here that Baladeva Vidyabhushan, he was one of the Acharya, he has given some common teaching between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's principle and Madhvacharya's principle, ISKCON's principle and Madhvacharya's principle. There is similarity. That one is that, first is that Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Supreme Absolute Truth, number one. Number two, He is the object of all knowledge in all Vedas. Krishna is the object of all knowledge. And third is, universe is real, it is Satya. And fourth is, difference between Ishvara and Jiva and matter are real. And fifth is, Jivas are by nature servant of Lord Krishna. Sixth is, two categories of Jivas are there. One is liberated, Nitya Siddha. Other one is Nitya Baddha, illusion. And seventh, actual meaning of liberation, moksha, attaining Krishna's lotus feet and entering eternal relationship to serving the Lord. This is the principle of moksha is narrating. Eighth is, pure devotional service to Krishna is only way to attain liberation. And ninth one, truth can be known by Pratyaksha Pramana, Anumana Pramana, and Shabda Pramana. These nine type of similarity, which is explained here. And actually, we are very fortunate that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has, from all the paramparas, he has collected four paramparas, some of the things from those different sampradayas. And his Madhva sampradayas, he has collected, he has given us the best way of deity worship, and second is Mayavada Khanda. These are the things we got it from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And very clearly everything is mentioned here. Very, very clearly, because their deity worship standard is very, very high, and sannyasis are doing the deity worship, and they have a pariyaya system, and Madhvacharya has arranged everything very systematically. There were very prominent eight acharyas, his disciples were there. So for them, he distributed it. Every 2 months, he did it initially. Then later Vadiraja Swami had come, he made it to 2 years. Every disciple, every Swamiji have to serve Krishna in authentic, proper way. And he can't leave that place for 2 years. Very systematically. And not only that, entire land then that Dakshin Kannada's, they have given to different matas. Whatever is they are cultivating, they have to give part of that thing for running the temple. That was the system they have made. Even the new law has come that one who is tilling, he becomes the owner. But there are people, they are, whatever they grow, they will offer to Krishna there. Now at present, even though they are not getting the proper thing, but the glories of Krishna, and he is getting more required things than before. This is, everything is coming out for running the show. Even in Udipi, they have a big firewood thing. You all seen, like big chariot, you know, big. And that is used for cooking. And one Swamiji, when he is leaving his pariyaya, one who is entering, before that, the person who has used it, he have to make the same firewood chariot for other person. So they are very systematically, everything is made. They are making it very, very sincerely. I wanted to say, when he have to leave, the time has come, he have to leave, he wanted to go back again to there, Madhvacharya. So he arranged everything, because there are about 8 matas, and what are the way you have to worship, which deity you have to worship, Madhvacharya gave them the deities. That detail, I wanted to speak about it. Especially for Palimar Mat, there is Palimar Mat, the disciple was Sri Rishikesha Tirtha. And he got that Lord Sri Ramchandra's deity, Palimar Mat. And then Adamar Mat is there, that disciple is Sri Narasingha Tirtha. And he got Sri Kaliya Mardana Chaturbhuj Krishna, that deity he got. And Krishnapura Mat, there is the disciple is Sri Janardana Tirtha, and he got Sri Kaliya Mardana Dvibhuja Krishna. Two hands, and earlier one 4 hands. And Puttige Mat, that is Sri Upendra Tirtha, he got Sri Vithala Dev. And Shirur Mat, that disciple is Vamana Tirtha, he got Sri Yogadharaka Vithala Dev. Yoga posture. And Sode Mat, that is Sri Vishnu Tirtha. This Vishnu Tirtha is his brother actually. He takes sannyas. So here they give Sri Bhuvaraha, Lord Bhuvaraha. And 8th is the other one is Kanyur Mat. That person, the disciple is Sri Ramatirtha, and he gets Sri Narasingha, Lord Narasingha. And finally, Pejavar Mat, that disciple is Sri Adoksha Tirtha, and he gets Lord Sri Vijaya Vittala. That Vittala is for 3 temples he gave. And Kaliyamardhan for 2 temples. Others are Rama and Bhuvaraha and Narasimha. This is the way, and very strictly he explained that. This is going on parampara-wise very, very smoothly. And best thing actually, what we can understand, because our parampara comes from that, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So we have lots of connection. And especially when Prabhupada, he gave the ISKCON for us, even though I was born in Udipi, I was not knowing the importance of Krishna. The real importance is given by this Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by that mercy, Prabhupada gave that. Practically, once I was walking on that Pajaka Kshetra, I was very young, about I was just learned about little akshara, some know how to read. That time I could, one of the board I could read that. It's about 50 years before, 50, 55 years before. I could read that. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Long thing, long. It went on, went on, went on. I went on reading. And I was thinking, these people do not know anything else, only this they are writing. Even that time I was thinking. But that is the power of Mahamantra. And that was the power what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us with that Mahamantra. And it's the way what changes everything. Because there are Acharya, there are Shastras are there. There are Acharya, what he gives that purport, he gives us perfect thing, then only we can learn the thing. Here exactly what Prabhupada was giving, not that there are so many meanings on that particular slokas. He gives in this occasion, this is the meaning. This is the way Prabhupada gave the very perfect thing like. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us and such a wonderful thing. This, especially this deity worship. And we have a wonderful Vaishnava association and beautiful temples. And we have Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And wonderful prasadam. Otherwise, before coming to ISKCON, we were thinking just prasadam means little sugar or some peanuts, and that was the prasad. But this is full prasad. It just offered everything to Krishna. This is such a wonderful thing. And scriptures, such a great scriptures, we got everything. That's why one thing I was preparing, that time I was thinking, Prabhupada, this was told by Jananivas Prabhu, Prabhupada all the time he was thinking, saying, be careful, my disciples, you have to be very careful about Maya, because Maya's power is so strong. And this Maha Mantra which is there, whatever I gave you, it is so simple. It's very simple, so simple. This is, as Jananivas Prabhu said, it's so simple, you miss it. So it's what is happening. Everything is granted. We have all these scriptures, all the association, all this wonderful Mahamantra. So we just consider it's granted. Actually, really speaking, even most of the places, Madhvacharya, the people were worshipping Bhutaradhana there. South. But he was saying, this is all foolishness, you take this. But people were not taking it. He had some other principal incident to do, main job to do, priority, just to go and get the things approved. So he left from there. So he left everything to these people, his disciples to do all those things. So that thing is going on. And because of Prabhupada's mercy, and even some of the time when our brahmacharis had visited Udupi, there were some of the prominent sannyasis of Udupi and asked, what is your preaching program? How you are propagating this entire way, world? So they said, for preaching, you are only our source. ISKCON is the source. And especially one of the Swamiji, he said, they are the most bona fide cult and we should accept them, we should respect them. So that is true. Even nobody was knowing what is Pajakakshesha, where is Udupi, who is Krishna. That Prabhupada, he shown it what Krishna is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How to live, and all the scriptures he has given, and Mahamantra. It's this wonderful thing we have. And we stored it, everything as it is. But the time is very short. Now even the time is very short for explaining about the Krishna Katha. Because Krishna Katha is very difficult to give. Even preaching is very difficult. Even Prabhupada, who has done it, is something very Shaktavish avatar, people can only do it. So here, whatever we got it here, It is so wonderful, so wonderful. And when he had been over there to Badrikashram, that Madhvacharya gets a shaligram shell. You take this and use it for those things. So they are worshipping that also. It's mostly in Subramanian temple or somewhere it is. That under that they are worshipping. Because these are the transcendental things. And this could be only by taking it very seriously. And as we always, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj used to say, to get this knowledge, the three things are most important: sincerity and seriousness and no ulterior motive. It looks very simple, but it's very strong, very, very powerful. And the Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is covered actually. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened the biggest truth actually. Namo vadanyaya Krishna prema pradayat. So this is only our shelter. With this particular thing, we have to go on developing it, and we have to become more and more pure. That is what day to day we are doing it. We have to come to that level of pure devotional service. The pure devotional service is always emphasized. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I think there is no time for question. Any comments? Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.